Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. Amen. In that gospel reading, we hear the account of the lost sheep and the lost coin. And then about the rejoicing that takes place when they are found. What does it mean to be lost? I remember as a young person going to camp in the Adirondacks in upstate New York. And this was a camp that had a campus near Saranac Lake. And then it had a remote outpost several miles away from the camp. And one of the important things that the camp instructed us campers about was about the environment and trying to understand how nature worked and what creatures were out there and the flora and fauna, and also how to be safe when you're on the water. So I was with a group from the camp at this outpost, and we were there for a week, and things were going along fine. And then one night after dinner, I decided to take a walk in the woods. And so I started off in the woods, and it was getting darker and darker, and I pressed on. And then all of a sudden, I began to lose my bearings. And it got darker and darker, and I panicked, and I tried running this way, and then I couldn't make any sense of the trail, and then that way, and I was getting more and more lost all the time. And finally, I simply gave up, and I was scared to death. Scared to death. I didn't know what critters were out there in the wilderness. I didn't know if anybody would find me. I just didn't know. And so I hunkered down, and I think I did fall asleep for a little while. And the next thing I remember were people shouting around me, calling my name. And it was still dark, but I shouted back, and man, was I a happy camper. I had become lost, and I was found. What does it mean to be lost? What are the experiences that we have in being lost? Let's look at it in three levels: individually being lost in relationships with others, being lost in our relationship with God. One of the things for each of us individually is to deal with what I think of as four basic questions in life, wrestling with those. And as we move through life, we answer them in different ways because I don't believe the answers apply lifelong. But the first question is, who am I? What's my identity? That's certainly a fundamental question in adolescence as you emerge from childhood and begin to try to figure out what you're going to do, who you're going to be, what you're going to study in college. When you get out of college, what do I do now? Am I interested in business, social service? What is it? Where are my gifts? And the point in living with these questions is in terms of lostness, is a sense of being somewhat alienated, not being sure about what's going on, going off in directions that we just haven't any idea whether it's going to pan out or not. So who am I? Then the question, or who are you? Are you my friend? Will you be my friend? Are you my enemy? Will you do me in? And certainly living in hostile environments, that certainly increases loneliness and a feeling of being lost. Who am I? Who are you? Where do I live? What kind of world is it? Is it a world where I can thrive and use my gifts, where I'm surrounded by love and support? Or is it basically a hostile environment? And of course, in this day and time when the voices of opposition and division are increasingly shrill, it's harder to find those places where we can build those bridges of understanding, create a world where there is blessing for all. Who am I? Who are you? Where do I live? What's around the corner? What's the future hold? Where do I invest my time and my energy? Can I, in fact, be hopeful about the future? Or am I worried about it and want to draw the wagons in a circle? So the struggle of finding meaning and purpose or being lost happens at that individual level. And then in our relationships with others, one of the problems that we have as human beings is inevitably we get crosswise of other people. That's one of the reasons why forgiveness is really at the heart of the gospel message, reconciliation, trying to restore what was lost, to overcome the hurt and the pain. And when there is a break in a relationship, and it is a question of casting blame back and forth, that one of the issues for each of us is we need to be healed. One of those places we can ask for God's blessing is in our personal healing. Because once the hurt goes away, once the hurt is healed, then we can begin to reach out. But that's the struggle, being alienated from other people, and so often from people where we've been so hopeful about the relationship. Relationships break down, and we go through periods of feeling lost. And then the whole loss of life, a friend, or a mentor or a family member that we're particularly close to, that they pass on, they go to glory. And we can't be present to them or they to us in the old ways. That's an opportunity to forge new relationships and to reach out in new ways, but there's that deep sense of loss. We miss that person, what they represented, what they meant to us. So feeling lost at the individual level, feeling lost in our relationship with others, feeling lost in our relationship, you know, with God. Is there a deep meaning and purpose at the heart of the universe? It's a big question. Can we find hope? Can we find hope? And so often it's hard to do. Meaning and purpose, finding hope. Can we develop a sense of mission, of service? You know, following in the footsteps of Jesus, using our time and our energy to lean into life in ways that will make it brighter and better for other people, ways that help make the kingdom of God, a kingdom of love and compassion, a larger reality in our world. So often it's hard to do, or we feel unsupported in it, or we wonder whether there's any purpose, or we fail in our journey. The idiosyncrasies of being a human being, as Paul put it, the good that I would do, I do not, the evil I wouldn't do, I do. So there we are, lost in all those different ways, individually, in our relationships with others, and in our relationship with God. But the promise this morning is the Good Shepherd is out there looking for us. The Good Shepherd is pursuing us in all those places where we feel lost. And the promise is that ultimately the Good Shepherd is going to find us. And when the Good Shepherd finds us, there will be joy. There will be rejoicing. What was lost has been found. What was lost has been transformed into deep joy. This morning, may each one of us discover God's deep joy in each of us.